nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the financial markets, because this really, of course, is something I think we are all concerned about, and the question is, why is it happening, and what is going to happen now? Of course, everything is being done to give the American people the idea that maybe things are really getting better. After all, the stock market isn't dropping now, but the reason the stock market isn't dropping is because it's being manipulated by the working group on financial matters, and I should say the working group on financial markets, and fortunately, you can read all about that on the Internet. The working group on the financial markets manipulates the stock market. But they have not stopped the cascading loss of jobs, and certainly they will admit, I think, that 340 to 360,000 Americans lost their jobs in May, but of course they don't very seldom talk about the U6 figures, which suggests that the real unemployment in America, they will acknowledge, is 16.2%, according to Bob Chapman and John Williams. It's the real unemployment rate in the United States is about 19 to 20%. That's the U6 rate, and you can look that up. And even the Bureau of Labor Management will actually admit that the incident of regular unemployment is about 9.4%. 9.4% of the people who should have jobs don't have them. We know that the housing market continues to collapse. Last year, between 2,250,000 and 2,500,000 Americans lost their jobs. Lost their homes. This year, over 1.8 million people, and that was about a week ago, had lost their homes. We can anticipate at this rate it'll be well over 3.5 million people will lose their homes this year. And believe me, things are not getting better. Melody, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me this evening.
Well, give us your appraisal of what's going on in the market today. Melody of Discount Gold and Silver, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And certainly we've seen a week where a lot of pressure was put on gold. You had the dollar was both up and down all week long, and it ended the week up a little bit higher than what it was earlier of the week. And, of course, that put a lot of pressure on gold. So we saw... It was a little disappointing to see gold decline that we saw today, but what people, I believe, need to focus on is truly the long-term aspect of what is happening. You mentioned the unemployment numbers. You mentioned all these things will be filtering through the economy, affecting people's life, and the Dow is only a figment of their imagination, so to speak. It is a way in which to make people feel good if they see it rising. But what I've heard lately is people who have lost money want to keep their funds in the Dow because they believe it's going up and it'll continue to go higher, that it is recouping, and that we will soon be out of the recession depression that we're in.
Well, I think people really need to know what the Standard & Poor price-earnings ratio is and what even the Dow price-earnings ratio is. Of course, they've taken General Motors and several other companies companies off the Dow because they were doing so poorly because they don't want the figures too low. But the price-earnings ratio on the Standard & Poor's Index, which should be running 10 or at the most 15, is 120 to 1. What it means is the companies, the general companies in America on the S&P Index aren't making any money. They aren't making any money. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom. And Melody's from Discount Gold and Silver. We're simply talking about what is really going on in the world today. And Sidney, we had mentioned just a moment or two ago that the unemployment rate is 9.4%. That's the unemployment rate they'll admit to if you get to the something known as the U6 unemployment rate. You can go up on the internet and check it out. It's about by the own government's own standards. That's 16.2%. But if you go to, for instance, John Williams' Shadow Statistics, he will tell you that the U6 figure should be running about 19.8 to about 20% unemployment. Certainly so far this year, 1.8 million people have had their homes foreclosed on, and more people are going to be losing their homes this month. There's certainly many of the people with even prime loans and Alt-A loans and option ARM loans are going to go into foreclosure. And, of course, we're looking at what's happening as far as our manufacturers. They're just not making any money. We pointed out that the price-earnings ratio for Standard & Poor's Index, which should be running in the nature of about 1 to 10, 1 to 15, is 1 to 20. In other words, 1 to 120. 1 to 120, which means that the major corporations in America aren't making any profit. How long can you run without making any profit? How long can you run losing money? And a lot of our major corporations are airlines. Airlines are going to lose $9 billion this year. And you can't keep operating and losing money and make it up on volume. Well, let's get your thoughts on that. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. So what are the things you're hearing, Melody?
The airlines have been in trouble for a very long time. They never came out from, the early 2000s when so many of them were in trouble, and then you had 9-1-1, and so many of them, we came out of that recession just, because people were encouraged to buy. That was their way of helping their country, was to buy, buy, buy. And instead, it was, part of the destruction of this country and of their living standards. And, you have people who had good jobs. I saw an article earlier today where a gentleman, I believe he was working in where they built RVs, and he was happy just to get a couple $100 check after he had this job with a good job working full-time, and he was with them for quite a while. And it's happening everywhere across the country.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was simply saying that a lot of people have taken really sharp cuts in their income. People, who in the past were making a couple of $100,000 a year working in banking, for instance, and now they're working at places like Home Depot and Lowe's and various hardware stores. They're anxious to get any sort of an income at all of trading at a salary of a couple of $100,000 a year for a salary of $30,000 a year. Many people have taken sharp reductions in their income, and people just do not have the money to blow and spend as they have in the past. Oh, there's an elite group. If you're within the financial industry or, of course, working at the upper echelons of government, you do very well, especially if you're a congressman. But for the common people, why, of course, things are not so good. So you pick up the story there, Melody.
No, it's not so good. And every day here in my business, people will call me and they'll need to sell some of their gold coins because they've just recently been laid off or they were able to obtain some of their 401s because they've been laid off and are looking to purchase gold. So I hear the story every day, and it's very heartbreaking to see how drastically people's lives have changed for no fault of their own in so many cases. Sure, there have been a lot of people who, overspent, overbought, and bought things that they shouldn't have, but yet there's a lot of people who didn't do that, and they're struggling just the same, and it was no fault of their own. I guess just being, you know, working in the wrong place at the wrong time. But so it's affecting families many, many different ways, and at all levels, all ages. And it's something that they try to cover up. They certainly don't talk to the people whose lives have been changed. Certainly they're focused on the Dow, where, you know, now the Dow has come out of any losses from 2009. Well, you know, most of the losses had happened in 2008, so how difficult is it to show no gain, no losses in the Dow for 2009? But the year isn't over yet. And people have to focus what the outcome is, and you have to focus on what truly is happening, the amount of debt that is being created, not only here but around the world, and how is that debt going to be paid off? It can't be paid. There will be changes in our monetary system worldwide here. There will be currency changes. There will be trading changes. You know, there's going to be a wide range of changes. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen. It has to happen because these things just can't be wiped off the slate and everyone starts from scratch. So there will, that's probably what will happen, but yet you have to see the results from that happening.
I think people have to understand what has happened during this last 30 years or so. And basically, starting in 1980, after Paul Volcker straightened the economy out, the Federal Reserve System progressively expanded the money supply. And you're talking about massive expansion of credit. Now, this is not actual money, it's simply credit, where the banks can create 10 times the amount of money on deposit, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, 50 times, and suddenly all this money out there, and this mirage of prosperity, and the price of houses goes up, and the price of stocks goes up, but it's all a mirage. It's all artificially created by the central bank, of course, which is creating this artificial prosperity, knowing full well, of course, these people are in on the scam. They know, of course, the time is going to come when they're going to have all this money, and then they're going to put it into fixed assets, then they're going to pull the plug on the economy, and people are going to lose their homes, and the banks are going to end up with it, and people are going to lose their businesses, and the banks are going to foreclose, and people are going to lose their farms, and the banks are going to foreclose. And you have to realize that we have a small number of major banks, probably 10 of them. They control about two-thirds of the wealth of this nation. The small banks are all, there's 8,500 small banks. But, of course, it's the large banks, and you can trace these back well over 100 years. In fact, you can trace some of them back to the early part of the last century. J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, the Whitneys, the Mellons, these major banks, and they can continue to control our central bank, and the first to prosper during the periods of prosperity and during the periods of recession. They do even better during periods of recession when people are losing everything and they're losing hope. But people don't understand it's all based upon a fraudulent monetary system where the banks create money out of nothing and can leverage the deposits, not even their own money, but the deposits of people who leave money with them 10, 20, 30, 40 times. And the average person has no idea that they create all this artificial money. And everybody thinks there's real prosperity out there because everything's going up in value until eventually they pull a plug, as they've done time and time and time again since the inception of this nation. I'm sure you... do you think the average person has any idea what's really going on, Melody?
I don't think to the depth of what is happening. I mean, it is very difficult to understand finances and how the monetary policies work and how currencies work and why it's important to have a currency backed by gold. But I believe what they are understanding is that they are beginning to see more of the elitists. I believe they're beginning to disassociate themselves from the elitists. Like, they're beginning to see them as who they really are. And I think they see that by they're hurting, and all they hear all day long is how great everybody is doing. So eventually they're going to wise up, and they're beginning to see that, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you keep on spending and spending when the country is already in debt, there's just going to be problems in the future. And not only for the children of today, but the children and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So I believe that concern is beginning to open up their eyes. And I get lots of people who comment. They say, well, our dollar has to go down because of the amount of money that they're spending. That's all they say. That's about what they understand. But they're learning, and it is coming around. It takes time. No one can figure this out or understand it in a very short period of time. So it's happening, and that is a good sign.
And I think really the most exciting thing that I've seen in a long time is the fact that Congressman Ron Paul, as of last night, had 223 congressmen backing his resolution, his and Dennis Kucinich's resolution, the H.R. 1207, which calls for an independent audit of the Federal Reserve System. In other words, the people out across America realize something's wrong with our central bank. They don't understand it was created by the bankers so that they could enrich themselves and eventually destroy the very fabric of our society. But they do know something's wrong, and as a result, why, they've been contacting their congressmen, and the congressmen have felt the heat, and they're backing Congressman Ron Paul. Now, let me tell you, the central bankers are ruthless. They've killed people through the years. If they want to go back on the internet and look up the story of Congressman Lewis McFadden. After all, when he spoke out against the central bank, where he had several unsuccessful, this comes from Wikipedia, several unsuccessful attempts to kill him in 1934, 1935, and then he dies he died in 1936, but most people realize that he'd been killed. You do not speak out against these people, and if you do, why, there's going to be tremendous pressure put against you. We saw how powerful these people were when, of course, the TARP legislation was presented to Congress on the September the 28th of last year. And Congress, by a majority of 22 votes, refused to give Henry Paulson the $700 billion he demanded. He said he was going to give it to the people. I'm going to help Main Street, he kept saying. It's for the people. It's for the people. This is not for Wall Street. But then 5 days later, They violated all the rules of Congress. You can't bring a bill back when it's been voted down, but they brought it back 5 days later. It was voted down on Monday. It was re-voted on Friday, but now with $150 billion in bribes for the congressman. It went from $700 billion to $850 billion, and they swayed 55 votes. And they were able to pass the legislation, but they didn't bother to note that they didn't tell Henry Paulson, came from Goldman Sachs, who had been the CEO of Goldman Sachs, made $800 million working there. Now he's the Secretary of the Treasury, getting $180,000 a year. The legislation they voted for didn't tell him how to spend the money, so he decided to give it his friends in the big banks, and he gave a lot of it to Goldman Sachs. And he took on all the liabilities of AIG, which had a lot of contracts with Goldman Sachs, and they got more money that way. And, of course, he just funneled that money. And, of course, the way the legislation was written, nothing could be done about it. And, of course, they're transferring the wealth of the American people to the wealthy. And this small little clique group of people I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Melody, do you think the people have any idea that how this all works, and really what Henry Paulson, the greatest scam of the world, was the TARP legislation? The Troubled Asset Relief Program, where we gave $700 million to the former CEO of Goldman Sachs to use any way he wanted?
No, they don't understand that. And, you know, they focus on the $700 billion on the TARP. They focus on you know, another number. But truly, the amount that has been funneled into this economy has been over $12 trillion. The American people don't know about that. You know, they only bring, the news only brings so much to the people. The people don't have they don't seek out their own news. They don't seek out, you know, on the internet news or any other type of alternative news. So, no, I don't believe they know that. I don't believe they know that a person from Goldman Sachs was helping Paulson figure out, you know, how to place that money. He was on there short term for, you know, a couple months for, you know, $100,000 or something like that, but he was there for the time for 3 months or so to help him divvy out the funds.
And so what they're doing is simply the greatest transfer of wealth has ever taken place, is taking place today. Chrysler was transferred to Fiat. You know how much Fiat put up?
Yep.
Nothing.
Nothing.
They gave him 20% of Fiat. They can end up with 51% down the line. Why would we give Fiat to Chrysler to Fiat? Well, because, of course, the vice chairman comes from the Trilateral Commission. It's all an inside job, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. Well, you know, Melody, I think I really believe that the American people at least are beginning to wake up somewhat. Otherwise, there never would have been 223 congressmen supporting Ron Paul's request for an audit of the Federal Reserve System. I think this is exciting.
It is exciting. And but you also have to ask your question, though. You know, I mean, they are trying to, you know, they do want to keep their jobs also. So I think they want to know, too, what is going on. But, I'm, you know, all the letters and emails and phone calls, I mean, it's just wonderful that that it did get passed, and we'll see where it takes us. But it does show that we can do something, and we'll just have to wait and see how it comes out.
I mean, I think that people have to read the resolution. We actually have the resolution, and it calls for the Auditor General, some government agency, to audit the Fed. The question is, will they buy off, will they bribe the people in government? Will they threaten them? Will they threaten their families? And ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to a number of people in various positions who told me that they've not only been threatened, but their families have been threatened if they did the right thing. Now, some of these people were in academia. And, of course, not talking. They're told not to talk about certain things. If they do, they will, of course, lose their jobs. They do the same thing with the congressmen. And there have been instances where innocent congressmen have been sent to prison. Certainly, Hale Boggs, who was on the Congressman Hale Boggs on the Warren Commission, who didn't agree with the Warren Commission when his plane went down. The FBI knew where it was and blocked efforts to send help, and Hale Boggs and all the people on board the plane simply died. We're talking about something not imaginary. We're talking about the real reality of what goes on in the world today. And we send our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Afghanistan, being killed by the Al-Qaeda and Taliban that would be funded by the Pakistani intelligence, being funded by the Pakistani government, that's being funded by the American government. Something's wrong with the picture. We've got to get people to think. Well, Melody, as far as the finances are concerned, what do you think people ought to be doing at the present time?
People need to review their finances and begin to take control. Many have. They've tried to, many of them have rearranged their 401s, if they have any access to it at all. You know, they need to know about their 401s, what is available to them. I've had many people who have taken their IRAs and placed them into gold and silver IRAs, and many people have taken their cash that they've been have sitting in the banks and also placed that into gold and silver. They're taking action in order to preserve their finances, in order to preserve their wealth. They're buying that one insurance policy, which is gold, that will protect them through these troubled times that we face, the uncertainty that we face. I mean, we all know how this is going to unfold. We don't know when. We don't know maybe exactly how, but, if they continue with we know what their agenda is. We know what their goal is. So in the meantime, what you want to do is to preserve your wealth. Buy that insurance policy, because once you have it, then you can concentrate and focus on other things. And, that's what a lot of our customers are doing. They're taking control of their finances. They've fired a lot of their financial planners. They've fired their brokers, and they've taken control of their own finances. And I'll tell you what, so many of them have told me, I feel so much better. They tell me, I don't care if gold goes up or down. I know that I have something that's real. It's not paper.
Hold that thought.
Part of the system.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was saying that an awful lot of the people she talks to have basically fired their financial planners and fired their brokers and fired all these people who were looking after their money, as it was simply the whole system was collapsing. Now, the stock market is back a part of the way. It's gone from about 660 back up to about, what, $875, something like that, $8,750. But as far as the Dow is concerned, but an awful lot of people have lost an awful lot of money in the stock market, haven't they, in their portfolios?
Yes, they have. I've 40, 50, 60%. And like I said, most of the losses happened last year. Now all people are going to hear for this, until the market reverses itself, is now that the Dow is back in the black for 09. But yet a lot of people have still lost 40, 50, and 60% of their funds. So they're taking action, which is what they should do. I also have some on the other hand where families become involved, particularly with older people, the senior citizens. They know what's happening and they want to do something, and so often their families are preventing them from doing what needs to be done. I have come across that several times in the past couple months, and it is really sad. And they will listen to their stockbroker, they will listen to their CPA, and the one who plans their finances. And it's sad because these people know what they have to do, but they can't. So it becomes a family issue. And of course, I just butt out. I don't want to be involved in any family debates, but I've seen that happen too. There's such a wide range of beliefs of what happens to money, and certainly the youthful ones, they want their grandparents or their parents to keep the cash because that's what they want. But the grandparents that are the elderly in their, mid-80s or, they know what to do, but they're kept from doing so.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on what we're talking about. But the thing is that an awful lot of people, the major source of their wealth was their home. The trouble is that a lot of homes have lost 30% of the value that they had. Some places, like in San Francisco, they're down almost 45%. In some places, 50% in San Francisco, those areas where the houses had gone up so high. So people have lost a lot of their wealth. And then, of course, if they had it in their pension funds, so many of the pension funds were certainly were invested. Some of them were invested in housing developments and in property speculation and certainly in the stock market. And even traditionally very, very good investment funds, like, say, the Harvard Endowment or PERS here in California, others have done very, very poorly, and they've got a long way to go to get back to where they were. And I don't think they're ever going to get back again. I think there's going to be some major catastrophic event, whether it'll be a resurgence of the influenza flu, and this obviously is a scam. I mean, they're talking about this terrible epidemic that killed 170 people throughout the world, and yet for years we've been told that 32,000 or 36,000 people died every year of influenza just here in the United States. 36,000. That's why you have to take your flu shot. It's not true, but that's what they've been telling us. And now there's a terrible pandemic that's killed 170 people throughout the whole world, and we've got to start preparing for this terrible pandemic. And something's wrong with the picture. But whether it's going to be that or a feigned terrorist attack, another terrorist attack where they know what's going to happen and they don't try to stop it. And certainly we know that's what happened in 1993, because the man who was going to build the bomb was actually a government agent, but he wanted to build a bomb without explosive powder in it, and the FBI fired him. If you want to verify that, we have an article out of the New York Times that tells the story of the first attack on the World Trade Center. And if you want to know what happened the second attack, we've got interviews with people who will tell you that there was a stand-down order that day with Laura Chavez. I think for the last people to interview him before he just disappeared. But it's what really happened. If you want to hear our 4-tape set, an interview with a fellow was at the headquarters that morning. There was a stand-down order. The military was told not to intervene when, of course, the planes were hijacked. I wonder why. Well, anyway, our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking about what's happening and everything is being done to make us think that things are better. That the government had to intervene with General Motors. After all, if we didn't intervene, things were going to get bad. Plants were going to shut down. And yet, what are we doing? We're shutting down all sorts of General Motors plants all across America. What people don't know is, of course, they're expanding their plants in India and in China and in Russia and Brazil, and you're paying for it. You're paying for it with taxpayer money.
America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course I never get tired of hearing Kate Smith. Well, Southern Melody, you know, we talk about what's going on, and there are so many human tragedies out there. I'm sure you encounter them every day.
Yes, we do, and it is. I mean, this is, I believe I'm here for a reason. I think we're all here for a reason, and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. But on the other hand, I do. I hear the tragedies. I hear the, you know, the losses. I hear the people losing their homes. I hear people who are trying to find out how they could obtain maybe, you know, do some things, create a financing, so to speak, so they can purchase gold with the idea, not so much that gold is going to go higher, but it's a way that they'll be able to preserve what wealth they have and try to be better in the near future, or, you know, whenever, you know, things do begin to happen. I mean, they've already begun to happen, but as this deteriorates. So, you know, I do hear the tragedies, and it's very emotional. But the flip side of the coin is I'm also in a place where people are helping themselves, and I am able to help them help themselves. And, I mean, we're not financial planners, but I do know the gold business and the silver business, the coin business, and we provide a service to people none other like any other gold dealer in this country, I believe. I'm sure there might be somebody that does what we do, but in the format or the area in which we advertise and my competitors, we do something a little bit differently. And we put together little portfolios for people that suits them, you know, what's suitable for them. And we listen to people, what their investment objectives are, and what do they see happening to the economy. And we let them make the decision. We provide the information, and then together we help them make a decision, and an informed decision on what products they want, where they want to be, how much they want to put into the market, and they get to take control of their finances instead of, like many of my competitors, you know, this is what you need to have, and you know, this is the only thing available, and they sell the same coin to everybody. And I don't believe that's the way it should be done. I believe everyone is different. Everyone has a different budget. I mean, certainly there are only so many coins that, you know, can be purchased, but yet it does make a difference what you have in your portfolio. I'm reviewing a portfolio right now where she purchased coins back in 2005, and she's barely breaking even. Gold went from 450 up to where we just recently were, up above 960. So, and she's only breaking even. So.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there listening to us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But right now, Melody, I'd like you to give out your telephone number, your website. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And our website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. Of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, I would love to hear from you. You know, I think that the problem with gold and silver trading is a lot of people, you know, they react emotionally. One day the price is up, the next day it's down. But, you know, I think that you sleep a lot better when you're not invested in the stock market, when you're in something of intrinsic value, because they cannot destroy the value of gold.
No, they can't. And that's why so often people call me, and that's the one thing they do understand. It's like it can never go to zero. I have something. Where those dollars, I mean, if you make a paper square and you put a dollar on it and then you have a $100 bill, there's no difference in value between the two. One has a dollar on it, the other one has a $100 on it. So I think that's why they eliminated, they don't have $1,000 bills anymore, because there's no value. It's not tied to anything. So people do, I believe, are beginning to understand that a little bit more than what they have in the past. I mean, you know, both pieces of paper, they cost about 4 cents to make. And so if one piece of the paper, that dollar bill, costs 4 cents, then the $100 bill is going to cost 4 cents too. And so there's no tangible reality on the currencies anymore. It's another illusion that has been created. It is created by confidence, and that's why the confident consumer confident reports are so important to the markets, because that's what keeps everything going. It's just all based on confidence.
It's really a con game.
It's a con game.
It really is, until people understand that our founding fathers recognized what had happened down through the ages. They knew what had happened in ancient Venice in 1330. They knew what had happened in Florence in the 1600s. They had a similar paper monetary systems, and then they all eventually collapsed. In fact, the monetary system in Venice collapsed going along with the Black Death, and there was a major epidemic in the whole monetary system that had built up and created tremendous prosperity. It simply fell apart. Of course, when people began to question it and lost confidence in the system, why, that was the end of it. Right now, we have the greatest con game of all time. You think you have money deposited in the bank. There's nothing behind the money. Most of it is electronic entries. There is no money in the bank. They have very little money in the banks. And supposedly, the FDIC has money, but the FDIC claims nobody has ever lost a penny in any account that we've insured. Well, but what about the accounts that they don't insure? People who had more than $100,000 in the bank. Well, now we've increased it to $250,000, and nobody's going to lose any money. What about when we devalue the dollar? And where is it closed now? Last time I saw it was about 70 or 71. What's the current value of the dollar?
It's at 80.15.
Oh, so it actually has gone up quite a bit.
So it did come back. Yes, it did.
All right. Well, I don't know how long it's going to stay there, but, you know, this is all manipulated. The only reason it's up is because all the rest of the currencies in the world are falling. They're all fiat money systems. There is no currency system in the entire world that has anything really behind it other than belief and confidence in the politicians. Probably one of the best ones are the Germans. At least they're not simply expanding massively the supply of money to try to inflate themselves out of the crisis. So Germany may very well survive, but then they remember what happened during the Weimar Republic. They've got a long memory, and the people there are frightened to death of inflation. Here we're told, oh, we should encourage inflation. That's how we're going to get the economy going. And, of course, inflation is the one way to destroy the value of the currency, and there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of the currency. And that is the real agenda of what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America and you have a question for Melody. Well, Melody, certainly, you know, is there any place at all for things like platinum or palladium or other precious metals? Do you actually handle those?
Yes, we do handle those. And we used to always include 10% of a portfolio of with platinum or palladium. I call them good economy metals. They perform better during when the economies are expanding as they're used much in industry. And even silver has taken over a little bit of a bigger part as an industry metal also. I believe we're having a currency crisis. We're having a financial crisis. So right now I encourage my customers to acquire mostly gold, 80% gold, 20% silver. I think silver can do very well in the markets. They probably all will rise as inflation takes hold, as we've seen most of the economies increase of late. But still, they're going to be a little more volatile and a little more speculative. And I don't think at this point in time, I believe people shouldn't be gambling with their funds. I believe they need to sit on the sidelines. They need to keep what they have and let the market unfold, let this unfold, see how it plays out. Because as long as you have your funds, you can always go back in and make other investments in the future.
And I think that's good advice. I think that the major thing is to maintain what you have, not to try to make a killing, because most of us aren't smart enough to play the market. But those words of Richard Russell I've used before, but I think they're so apropos. He who loses the least wins. He who loses the least wins. And, of course, the average individual is going to lose most of what he has because he's invested in dollar-denominated instruments. It is those people who've been able to understand the foundation of what's happening monetarily who will protect themselves and hopefully survive the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And believe me, when they tell you that they see green sprouts coming up, they don't tell you those are toxic mushrooms that are going to destroy anybody who dares, of course, sample them. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, and I see we're getting a couple of people calling in now. We've got Al. Al is a... We'll get to him in just a moment here, as soon as our producer has a chance to get the names up on the board here, and we know where the people are calling from. But if you do have a question, something you'd like to ask Melody, she's on the front lines of this battle, and she's talking to people across America every day. Well, right now, let's see. It looks like we've got Rick calling from Texas, and we'll go to Rick as soon as my producer actually passes him over to me, and then we'll, if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So my producer must be talking with Rick because you won't pass him over, so we'll just, oh, there she is, okay. Hi, how are you doing, Rick? Are you there, Rick? Is this Rick? Well, is this somebody else on the line here? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying, and maybe we have the wrong name up on the board?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Rick from Texas.
All right, Rick from Texas. Good. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, when you said medical costs have gone way up, boy, I lived through that. $200,000 for 10 days in the hospital. Of course, I had a lot of work done on me, but still.
Well, it's the ridiculous price, but all of this is the byproduct of the government interfering in the medical practice and beginning to cost shift from the government programs to the private programs. And prices are ridiculous. There's no problem facing America today that another new program, government program, will make worse. So what was your point you'd like to make, Rick?
Well, what she's saying, what both of y'all are saying is true. It's all about nutrition. And we have to go back to homeopathic information. People have to know, for instance, apricot seeds do prevent cancer, and they do cure cancer. Absolutely. I've taken them two different times for two different lumps and placed in my body, and both times they disappeared.
Well, of course, we have a wonderful book called A World Without Cancer. It's a story of B-17. We think it's important. We think nutrition is vitally important. We recommend Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. So is there anything you had to ask as far as the financial aspects were concerned, Rick?
Well, I've noticed the hospital has their bills, and then the surgeons and the nurse, the anesthesiologist,
right,
and the x-ray people, and a couple other people all have separate bills. In other words, it's not one bill. You've got different companies. So
I'm
settled with a hospital, but
I hope you
all these others.
I hope you have medical insurance. Do you have medical insurance?
No.
Well, boy, you sure better get yourself a catastrophic health insurance bill. You don't. You're leaving yourself open to catastrophe. And so everybody has to have insurance. You can't afford to be without it in this day and age, at least if you've got any money at all or a home. So get yourself some catastrophic insurance. You never know when something else is going to come up. Okay, look, thanks very much for calling. And I understand your concern about the cost of health care, but believe me, the government has created the crisis, and now they want to solve the problem. And they're only going to make it worse. God bless. Let's go to Rob calling from Long Island. Hi, Rob. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I'm wondering about the conspiracy of the scale of the conspiracy with the healthcare providers, and you're speaking of, you know, the nurses in the hospital giving the wrong blood types, and I mean, most people who go into science, I think, are altruistic at, you know, at the beginning, and I'm wondering how the conspiracy is contained, in your view, in a sense that people don't come out and, you know, these people who are maybe disillusioned come out and then you know, blow the whistle. I'm just wondering if you could speak to that for a minute.
Well, the thing is that the average person in the medical field really doesn't understand anything that's going on. I think that, but basically, having been one of the leaders of organized medicine for the last 10 years, I was in practice. I was the senior delegate from my county to the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, and the doctors are so naive. They listen to their leaders and they never question them, not realizing that the leaders of organized medicine are people who are really pushing socialized medicine, creating the crisis situation that we see today, because they want a system by which the government will be able to regulate the health care of the people from the cradle to the grave. And, of course, unfortunately, the average doctor, the average nurse has no idea that their leaders are misleading them. Do you have any thoughts at all on that, Melody?
No, I don't. I mean, it's a conspiracy, and, I mean, that's how each sector, from the health care, from the monetary system, you know, you have people who are naive and they just follow the leaders, and they will do as told.
And I will tell you, you know, I'm required to maintain my license to go to a 25 hours of educational programs every single year to maintain my medical license. And I go to these meetings, and they're the most ridiculous things. They usually, of course, involve somebody who's paid by a drug company to come and talk to the doctors to get them to use their medical product. Or they give them all sorts of information that is not true. And you'll learn a lot more by listening to talk radio programs, alternative talk radio programs, than you'll ever learn from going to one of those medical meetings. I wish all the doctors were aware of so many of the things that I've learned since I left the practice of medicine that really do help people, and the danger of so many of the things that doctors are giving, like the statin drugs, which produce far more harm than any good that they would ever do. So I share your concern, Rob.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and God bless.
God bless, and thank you. Okay, fine. That was Rob calling. We've got a couple of calls on the health issue, so Genesis must be playing a different program. but that's all right. They're good people. And but anyway, basically, Melody, we do a program every afternoon here in the Monterey Bay area. And then, of course, we play another program on our own radio station, which, of course, is a program we've done the previous evening. So people are calling in all the time on that other program, and they call in here. And it gets a little confusing, but you learn how to sort of... You just go with the flow, and
absolutely,
you try to answer the question.
Absolutely, that's the only thing one can do.
Yeah, right. But anyway, we live in, of course, in very, very dangerous times economically, and I think it's vitally important that people understand that if they want to be able to sleep at night, they've got to get out of this economic system. And in fact, I was at the conspiracy conference this weekend with one of the people on the panel sat next to me, and he's been around for a long time, and he said, you know, I am 90% in gold, and the reason I'm that way is because I can sleep every night. I don't have to worry. If it goes up, fine. If it goes down, fine. But I'm not going to be wiped out like most people. Would you agree with that concept?
Absolutely. And it's just so hard for so many people to grasp that because they're so influenced by what they hear on the financial news programs, and they don't understand gold. They try to make it much more complicated than what it is. And every time they try to make it more complicated, they just become more and more confused. And then at that point, they probably just walk away from it and continue to buy the paper or don't do anything at all. And that's the worst thing that anybody can do. But people have a hard time grasping about gold, that once you have it, you just put it away. You don't trade it. You don't look at it. You know, you don't follow it from day to day. This is your savings account. It's just like in the 20s during the Depression, people put money underneath their mattress as their savings. Well, instead of putting cash underneath your mattress, you're putting gold coins. And that's the easiest, simplest, and most effective way to preserve your wealth.
Just be sure that somebody doesn't buy you a new mattress. I was just somebody over in France yesterday, and the daughter thought she was doing such a favor for her mother that she bought her a new mattress and threw away the old one that contained $1 million or 1 million francs or whatever. I guess it was in Israel that it happened. But certainly people have to understand that down through the ages, people who actually had gold survived periods of financial crisis. The old adage of the golden rule, he who has the gold rules. Well, of course, the people of great wealth are accumulating gold. They understand that our financial system is a scam. And, of course, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the other great banking families certainly are accumulating wealth. The central banks are selling it off and transferring it to their friends. I mean, when somebody, you know, sells 20 tons of gold, who do you honestly think buys that? It's fellow down the street for you? Of course not. They are centralizing the gold in the hands of a select few. They're going to issue a new world currency and, of course, destroy the existing currencies throughout the world and impoverish the people. It's all part of the plan, and you can read the plan. Well, when be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Melody, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Would you like to get your address and website out again?
Absolutely. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, and we do archive radio programs there, and we also have a little newsletter that you can sign up to, and there's other things to read about how to get started in purchasing gold and silver. You can't buy from online, but our website is just to give you a little bit of an idea about what discounting gold and silver is all about. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net is the website. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And if you'd like to email us a question, you can use discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. That is discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
Well, any ideas what's going to happen during the summer? They usually talk about the summer doldrums, you know, sell in May and go away and wait until the fall. What do you think is going to happen? Any ideas?
I don't know, Dr. Stan. Anything from left field could happen. Things have been happening so quickly, and I'm not sure that will happen this year. Seems like June might be quieting down a little bit, but it's been quiet since about the tax time, so I don't think you're going to have the same thing. I think we might pick up come August again.
Okay, hold on, though. We've got somebody calling in. I want to get this one person. We've got Chuck calling from Salinas. Chuck, do you have a question for Melody?
Hey, Dr. Stan, how you doing? Melody?
Chuck.
Hey, my question for you is, I heard you talk earlier about Ron Paul's auditing the Fed bill. And I love the idea that so many co-sponsors are on board. But what kind of an actual unbiased audit are we going to get? Are we going to get the same kind that they did during the 9/11 investigations? That's what really it kind of upsets me, because who's going to be in control of this to make sure that it's fair and unbiased?
Any thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, he has a point. But this is the best thing that we can do. We'll just have to wait and see where it leads us and what is exposed.
I think we're going to have to wait and see, Chuck. Yeah, I share your concern. It will be a biased report. But what this reflects is that people across the country, for the first time, are beginning to understand we have a privately owned central bank that's running our government. And this is a great thing from an educational point of view. This is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning. And let's just hope it progresses from here, okay?
Well, please don't think I'm being dismal by what I'm saying. It's just that I've seen so much in the past, and I'm excited about what's going on, that someone has the stamina like that.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Chuck calling from Salinas, and he's excited that there's going to be an audit of the Federal Reserve System. But remember, because this is only the House of Representatives, they'll try to kill this in the Senate, and then, of course, if the legislation is enacted, they'll do everything they can to neutralize it, because these are not nice people. These are the people who create wars and revolutions, and they kill people who oppose them. And if you doubt that, read the story of Congressman Louis McFadden and what happened to him after he spoke out against the Federal Reserve System in 1932 and 1933. You can read all about it up on Wikipedia. And, of course, Congressman McFadden, they tried to kill him twice before they finally succeeded in 1936. So let's hope the same thing doesn't happen to Ron Paul. But the important thing, Chuck, as far as I'm concerned, is the American people know something's wrong, and we've got to build on that. That's exciting. God bless. Thanks for calling. And Melody, once more time, let's get your website out, your telephone number, and then we'll let you go.
1-800-375-4188 is our telephone number, and discountgoldandsilvertrading.net is our website.
God bless you. Thanks very much.
God bless you too, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Stan. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And, Chris, I want people to know that Melody does support Radio Liberty, but certainly we've had a lot of people that have sold gold and silver, and we've had to let them go. We just could not have them on our programs or continue to support them. However, Melody's been with us for a good long while. She does a good job, and we've been very very pleased to have her as a supporter and to have her on our radio programs and not hesitate to recommend it to our listeners. So let me tell you, there are a lot of sharks in the water there, and you got to be very, very, very careful who you are dealing with, especially when you're buying something over the mail order. It's going to be shipped to you, but we've never had a complaint about Melody, so I feel very, very comfortable. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers, but believe me, it is an expensive proposition to be on 60 outlets every single week. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what this financial collapse is really all about, you need to get my talk on the Financial Armageddon. It's a PowerPoint presentation I gave a couple of months ago, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. Got all sorts of information you will never see elsewhere. That's the Financial Armageddon syllabus, the Financial Armageddon DVD, and you get the two of them together at a reduced price. That's called marketing. And then, of course, we have our talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a forbidden secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years. There's a syllabus that goes with that. We want you to have the documentation so that you can convince yourself it's true. We have my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, the book replaces the syllabus. It gives you all the documentation for the fact that there really have been secret societies. They exist today. The Masons are an example. The Rosicrucians are an example. The Lucis Trust is an example. The Theosophists are an example. And most people have no idea these organizations are there working behind the scenes to bring about a one-world government, just like the Trilateral Commission that has 11 members in key positions in the Obama administration. And when President Obama speaks, he is carrying out their directives. Believe me, he does not write his speeches. He says what he is told to, and he has appointed the people to key positions, and I'm talking about in charge of the National Security Council, the Deputy Secretary of the National Security Council, the United Nations Ambassador, the Secretary of the Treasury. There are 5 members of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 in the whole country, and 5 of them are in our State Department. The head of the security, national above the I suppose it's the Admiral, I believe it's the Admiral in charge, Blair, Admiral Blair, comes from this little group. They control the Obama administration like they controlled the second Bush administration, the first Bush administration, the Clinton administration, and certainly it's 7 of the 9 secretaries of state between 1970.